Hey guys, it's Howard Hughes III, HMH Motivation, and I'm back. Today, we're motivated, I'm ready to roll, and I got a quick message for you. All right, my message for today is, what are you waiting for? Now, I'm sorry I didn't give you a very long introduction. I didn't even give you time to get comfortable. I didn't give you time to even remember or reflect on the last time that we spoke. I like to get straight to the meat. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I'll take the blame for that. But I really want to know, what are you waiting for? What's stopping you from reaching that goal? What's stopping you from getting to that place? Is it the fear and the doubts of others? Is it the lack of confidence within yourself? Because if those are the things that are stopping you, and it's not the resources, I don't want to hear resources. Because when you truly believe that you have the ability to accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to do, the resources will appear. Let me say that again. If you truly believe that you have the ability to accomplish whatever the goal and dream is, the resources will appear. See, it's all about truly believing yourself. You attract what you are. Yeah, it's true. So take the time this week, take the time for the next, actually put out the next 6 months. Put all fears, doubts of others away. Put all self-confidence away. I want you to have extraordinary self-belief. I want you to put aside anything that doesn't reflect that future version of yourself. Because what are you waiting on? It's 2020. All right. And as we all know, within this year, anything is possible. There's been some crazy events. This has been happening, things we can't believe. Is there a such thing as impossible? Impossible is nothing if you believe in yourself and that you have the ability to make whatever it is happen. See, truth is, your belief is the outcome. Whatever you truly believe is 100% of the outcome. So focus on that. Focus on that. Focus on achieving that. Focus on conquering that. If you have to create that environment that is conducive for that behavior, what I mean by that is if you have to create that environment, you have to reevaluate your circle. You have to remove some people. You got to connect with some new people. You got to add on to what you're already doing. See, I was having a conversation with a client yesterday. And she was talking about her goals. And she was saying, hey, I'm working. I'm just not making enough money. I am reading. I'm just not understanding the craft. I'm just not getting to Howard. How can I figure this thing out? And the answer to that for me was very simple. You have to do more. See, if reading for an hour a day is not helping you understand the industry, then you need to jump into 2 hours a day. You have to get more. You have to put more in. You have to put more in to get more out. If working 8 hours a day at a company is not paying all the bills, what do you have to do? You have to ask more hours. You have to supplement for what you're missing. Same thing with the education system. Same thing with your workouts. All right? If you're doing your diet and your diet is not working, if your diet is just taking out meats, right? Taking out just red meats and you're not losing any weight. Now, if that's not working, then now it's time to switch to taking out all meats. See, you got to get more aggressive with your goals when what you have planned isn't working. That's what I mean. All right. So get a little more aggressive with your goals. If what you're doing now isn't working, you need to be more aggressive. All right. If what you're doing now isn't working, you need to be more aggressive with your goals. But you have to believe in it. And you have to eliminate anything that doesn't reflect that future version of you. All right, guys. That's it. All right, you guys have a good evening, have a good weekend. I'll be back to you later on, and I will talk a little bit more. But I want to know, what the hell are you waiting on?